Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, welcome to October's Very Own, another episode of the only podcast about Drake. By default, the best podcast about Drake.
So we got to address this. So I found out about the other, there is another podcast.
Let's fight them.
No, they're good people.
Are they?
Who we got to shout them out.
Okay.
Rawia, who's at the Fader, mm-hmm. did a podcast a couple years ago called Trust Issues.
Is this a 31-day podcast?
No, it definitely was smarter than what we're doing right now in ways.
In a more accurate way.
Excuse me. So this is a podcast about Drake. Well, another one.
The host of this podcast, mm-hmm. I can't speak for any Fader podcast.
Well, it wasn't a Fader podcast.
This is a noisy podcast.
Right.
I can speak for that. This is Dan Ozzie.
And this is Eric Sunderman.
That only took several minutes. Today we're going to be, I feel like we explain this every episode, but we're talking about Drake.
We're talking about Drake today, and specifically within Drake's world today, we're going to be talking about Instagram mm-hmm. and Drake's relationship with Instagram and how he uses Instagram.
The gram, as a lot of people know it.
People call it the gram. And we have our guest today.
Yep. It's Tiffany Wines,
yeah.
who interns for Noisy right now, wanted to be on the podcast. I was like, take it up to old man Sunderman. She goes up to Eric's office, knocking on the door,
trying to get through his assistant.
In the corner office.
Yeah, the corner office,
trying to get through,
can't
get through his
assistant.
Yeah. He's got a big, big desk.
Yeah, and there's a statue of Drake in there.
There's a bust of Drake in the corner.
There's some gargoyles of 40.
Yeah, I've got 40 gargoyles.
It's intimidating. It's really intimidating.
Hey, man.
But anyways, we got the fat cat Eric, and we got Tiffany, and we're talking about Drake's Instagram. Lots to talk about. Likes.
Yeah.
Regrams.
Right.
DMs.
Yeah.
A lot of DMs.
And Drake's comments, Drake's usage
Insta
of...
story.
Yeah, his usage of emojis, there's a whole world.
So Tiffany, this was your topic. Why exactly did you want to talk about Drake's Instagram?
Drake is very good at using Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that's like worth investigating because Instagram is his main social media presence.
It is. He doesn't really use Twitter anymore. But now his Twitter is pretty much just evolved into Instagram links.
Well, what does that say about Drake? Is he not good with the written word? Is he better of more of a visual
artist? I think it speaks more to Twitter's fading relevance.
I think that an interesting thing about Drake is that sometimes he will turn an Instagram caption into something longer. So maybe Twitter is just not the right medium for him.
I recently, when we started the podcast, started following Champagne Poppy.
What's that been like? Because I've been following Drake for years.
It's cool because he talked about something that we talk in an episode that actually hasn't aired yet, so I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah.
But it really just reiterated what we had said, something.
So just tune in later.
Because we got a whole month.
We're here all month.
Yeah, we're recording some in advance because our brains might not make it the whole month. I don't know. But anyway, so Tiffany came prepared with a bunch of Drake grams, which works so well for a audio podcast. So I'm pulling up this first one here, Eric, if you want to look over here. This is Drake chilling on what looks like his white couch. Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
He looks deep in thought.
He's deep in thought.
What do you get from this, Tiffany? What do you think?
So as I'm looking at this picture, the first thing I see is that a humidifier there?
I think there's a humidifier in the corner of that. I noticed that too.
So it makes perfect sense that Drake has a humidifier. Don't ask me how.
Sorry, why is he? Well, I mean, that's why Drake, he's just one of us.
And then somebody was like, Drake, you want me to crop that out? And he's like, no.
It's also very conspicuous, this glass that he has here. Mm-hmm.
There's so much ice in it.
There's a lot of ice in there.
With some sort of pink liquid.
Yes.
So what do we think this is? This could be like a pink lemonade with ice?
It's either activist or fruit punch.
Yeah. Mm.
It's definitely probably just fruit punch.
Also, what's he thinking about?
So the socks are also what is the real centerpiece here. So actually, as the first time I saw this picture, I didn't notice the socks at first. But then I saw the caption.
They're so easy to miss.
If I can direct your attention to the caption here, Drake wants you to notice the socks. That is the focus here.
Tell us, go ahead.
What does the caption say?
So the caption says trabajo, and which is a Spanish word for work, and the socks depict Rihanna in the work video.
Right. Those are pretty sick socks.
They are
pretty sick socks. I would wear the hell out of those socks, and I'm going to look for them.
Well, I guess so would Jake.
One of the first things that I notice, I'm glad you pointed out the humidifier because that's hilarious. But the first thing I notice is he has just a fuck ugly pillow.
Yeah.
But it's not, I wouldn't call that ugly. That's like decadent in the way that Drake likes to be like kind of dumb.
That's true. It's very like opulent.
For audio purposes.
Yeah, for
it looks like an ornate white decorative pillow that got dipped in brown. Well, it looks like it was white, but it looks like it
like a little faded or something.
Yeah,
it's like gold almost.
But yeah, I like Drake's posture. He kind of looks like the thinker here.
Mm-hmm. He wants you to know
is
that he's thinking
about the he's thinking about the socks. Is what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
Oh, so
and
wait,
so he's thinking about Rihanna.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. There it is, Dan.
It took me a while to get there, but I got it now.
He got there.
Okay. What's our next Instagram
point? You know what I wish Instagram, by the way, documented? It only says the date, but I would love to know what time this is posted, because this seems like a late night thirst, are you up type of gram.
So this next selection is actually one of Eric's choosing.
Yes, Eric. We had a field day with this back, when was this?
This was a couple years ago. I think about this Instagram post every day.
Whoa.
Like, it's fucked up. So what it is it's...
Let's crack it open.
You don't understand. This was pre your time at Noisy, but, like, this lasted a good month. Like,
we made jokes about this for... I mean, I'm still making jokes about this. So, clearly, because this Instagram is from 2 years old, or it's 2 years
iconic.
Ago. It's from...
Almost three now.
Yeah. It's from when Drake last headlined Coachella, and it's from a couple days before Coachella. I think it's like the Thursday or Wednesday before, mm-hmm. And he's there, and he's on the grounds, and he's standing there, and it's like, this was right after the Apple Watch came out, and he's wearing an all red sweat suit that's OVO, and he's got a red Apple Watch, and he's leaning up against like a pole. He's sitting on the barricade.
Before anybody's there.
Before this is an empty ground. Everything is empty.
He forced his friend to get there early at like 6 in the morning. Like, yeah. No, we have to take the picture when the sun is coming up.
Yeah, and in the distance you can see the Ferris wheel at Coachella. So it's clearly that, and he's looking off like into the distance.
Again, deep in thought.
Again, deep in thought. And the caption, which clinches it all, is just Chella. It's incredible.
Can
it's
I bring
so
up
sick.
What I like about
I love
this photo?
It. I love it so much. Like, to be clear, I'm not hating on Drake at all. This is sick.
Drake, if you're listening.
Yeah. Yeah, come on the podcast.
Come bring us to Coachella.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a very soft flex in this picture that
100%.
I like a lot, which is that any artist, performer, you know, crew, just person who goes, attendee, everybody's wearing Coachella, a bracelet. You gotta wear one at Coachella. It's standard protocol, crew, artists, everybody. You gotta wear the bracelet. It says what you're doing. He doesn't have one. That's a flex. It's like, I'm so famous.
Yeah.
I don't have to wear the bracelet.
It just says, I'm Drake. That's what it says.
Instead of the bracelet, where it would be, I'm wearing the brand new Apple Watch, which matches
I don't even know. To be honest, I don't even know if the Apple Watch was actually available to public at this point. And then also, something that I forgot to describe about this photo originally, too, is that he's grabbing his crotch.
With the hand.
It's pretty important.
With the hand whose wrist has the Apple Watch on.
So something I want to pause and think about and talk about is, and Tiffany, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. Like, what is Drake doing? You know, you were talking about this a little bit before the podcast, but like, how does Drake use the internet in these weird ways? Or like, what is it going deeper than just making fun of these photos, which is pretty fun to do?
I'm gonna like this photo because he's got almost half a million.
Yeah,
I want to get him there.
Get him there. Almost there. Get him half a million likes. But like, what makes this significant? Or like, why is this funny?
Why is it funny or why is it significant?
You know, maybe a little of both.
How does it fit into Drake's persona online?
I think that Drake's persona online is all about flexing, if you really think about it. I can't think of a single thing that Drake has done online that is not either a self-own or a flex. Sometimes
it's
both.
I think the self-owns are a flex in their own
way.
That
are.
Is absolutely true. It takes a certain type of person to be able to self-own but still flex in the process. And I think that Drake is like arguably the best person at that.
Yeah.
I also, again, like, I know we talked about it, but I love the setting of it because it looks like the sun is just coming up. There's no people on the grounds.
Yeah. He definitely had Obie O'Brien, like, hey, like, right now.
Yeah, we got to go.
Yo,
wake up.
Golden hour.
And he's, like, looking onto this kingdom that will soon be filled with fans.
And he's getting ready to look horizontal at the
I could do a whole episode on just this photo. Yeah. I feel like we should move on.
Chella.
All right. So for this next one, this was a Tiffany pick. Do you want to describe this one?
Oh, okay. Here is a great one. This is from March 19th, 2015.
So just prior to the Chella photo, this was.
He
maybe didn't have an Apple Watch yet.
So in this one, we see bespectacled Drake.
Not just bespectacled. Describe the spectacles.
Oh, damn. These are some... Can I swear on you?
Oh, yeah. Say
whatever
you want.
Okay, cool. So we have Drake. He is on what appears to be a private jet. These glasses are as big as his face. He is staring directly into the camera. He wants you to know something. I'm not sure what it is. But
is he giving like a duck face?
A little bit.
Like, there's a light pout happening.
A light pout. So the caption here.
And he's got the hood up, like E.T. style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, the flex is present in the private jet. The hood up. The glasses on inside, the chain visible, even the pout. Drake is not afraid to pout.
And with the caption, you want to read the caption?
Yeah, you got to read the caption.
So the caption, again, to double back to what I was saying about Twitter not being the best medium for him, maybe he is not a 140 characters type of guy.
Yeah, because this one's fairly long.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
He says, 16 hours. Flight attendants can tell I'm off the shits. There's a whispering in the corridor. <Please. laughs> No, I don't want a magazine, but I will have a hot lemon-scented towel. Thank you kindly. Guy next to me is pajamied down head to toe. We haven't been on here for 4 minutes. That boy clearly excited about the comfy luxe sleepwear. I'm going to try and discover something about me on this flight. Thoughts brought to you by the Shaky Warrior, Pill Emoji.
Oh, man. Yeah. I could just imagine him typing this and just thinking, like, bars. And then posting it and then passing out.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that, like, we all have...
This is something that I could only... Actually, I take that back before I say. I was going to say this is something that I could only see someone who is, like, incredibly K-pinned out to say. But someone who is K-pinned out is not going to be conscious.
Right. Yeah. These read like Drake.
This
lyrics,
is like
too.
This is some white wine. I think he's had a glass of white wine.
These are the texts you get from your mom from Applebee's.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Just had wine. Guy next to me won't shut up. Yeah. Wine emoji. Wine glass emoji. Well, this is a great.
Must be his flight to Coachella before it was choked.
Where was he that he was 16 hours away from Coachella?
Probably in like I don't know Japan? Italy or something.
No, that's not 16 hours
from California.
To Italy?
Yeah, that's got to be.
Oh, you're Italian. Hours from New York. Yeah, I'm Italian, so I would know.
Six,
yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
It's 14.
Man. All right. Well, that was a great one. Let's move on to the next photo in our audio podcast.
It's a great opportunity to use your imagination.
Well, this is very similar in composition to mm-hmm. the last one, Tiffany.
So this is another, I think Drake, I'm beginning to notice
last
a trend.
Year, this year this was, June 14th.
Yes, June
you can
14th.
Tell because he's 1.5 likes, million likes on it. So he's gotten a lot of followers since Chella days.
High engagement.
High engagement.
So he, on this one, the caption is pretty simple. He says, hoping for some accidental likes on this one.
Well, here's one.
Dot, dot, dot. Don't forget the ellipses to end the caption.
Well, here's one, and this is not accidental, buddy.
Oh.
Well, so let's describe the photo. So he's sitting there similar.
He's just sitting there.
Same exact angle.
Yeah.
And he has
a slight pout.
The like, it's just a little bit.
Hood down this time.
Like, what is he trying to say through his eyes? He's trying to communicate something.
Yeah. My thoughts is that Drake was just, like, kind of bummed out and just wanted to remember that he could just easily get 1.5 million likes on an Instagram post and that maybe boosts his self-esteem a little bit.
But that's totally worthless. I mean, like, of all the things that Drake...
Listen,
you know,
Dan,
a lot of people,
if I could get 1.5 million Instagram likes on a photo...
Thing. A lot of people in the barracks, like us, we get, like...
In the trenches,
we get these likes and it's, like, validating somehow. It's like a social currency. Yeah. But Drake has, like, money fame.
But that's why he's so relatable, because
he still wants the likes.
He wants the likes. He just, at the end of the day, Drake just wants the likes, you know.
Hoping for some, he says hoping.
Yeah. Hoping.
He's hoping for some likes. Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
And I mean, like, beyond the likes, you know, I'm looking at all these comments that are like, I love you, daddy.
Daddy.
Hard eyes emoji.
You're my husband.
There's nothing accidental about you, champagne poppy.
Yeah.
Well,
and then just straight up, I love you.
So a good one, fairly similar to the last one, but let's keep it moving.
So this next one, in the caption, Drake says, people who write you, letter U, for our listeners, instead of you,
Y-O-U,
What do you do with all the time you save?
See, I'm a big fan of Twitter over Instagram, and I think you can do a lot of humor in a little bit. So this is under 140 characters. What I would have done here is I would have said, people who write you, the letter U, instead of Y-O-U, what do you do with all that time? I would use the letter U.
Okay.
You know, I think that's a funny own.
That's not
like
funny.
Look at you. Look at you. Look at what you are doing.
Yeah.
You know, you hold them up to a mirror.
I will say straight up, I'm a huge fan of letter U.
Yeah.
I think that you and you are two different kinds of energy.
Okay.
And you have to be aware of what you're going to say. Like, when someone uses word you, when you could easily use letter you, I'm like, whoa, what are you doing there?
Yeah, what do you feel like the full word versus the letter articulates?
I think you is a more, I feel more comfortable with letter you personally because you feels more stern. Maybe it's like a projection, but I think that like it's definitely more formal. So I will use it to communicate, you know, just like communicate that it's like not something that I'm taking too seriously. And
it's,
even
it's
just
like the VU form in French. It's like two versus VU. Yeah.
Great.
Okay, so you insulted Italians and French people on this one.
What? How did I do that? Well, okay, so but what's the photo?
So the photo, we have Drake again on a couch.
He loves couches.
He loves couches.
He's relaxing. He even stands on one photo.
He's maxing.
So far, five photos, haven't seen him stand one single time. Can Drake stand? That's the next episode. Does Drake know how to stand up?
Look, I've seen Drake stand before. So.
Have you, though? Think about it. Sorry, Tiffany. Okay, so let's get a visual on this one.
So we have Drake, and he is very coy here. He has his... He's wearing this all white. Again, with the one color fits, he is wearing an all white fit with some black accents.
It's pretty good fit.
It's a pretty sick fit.
He looks
fit.
Pretty good.
He looks like a stormtrooper.
Yeah,
he looks like a stormtrooper.
Yeah. I wanted to make a Star Wars reference, but I didn't know it well enough.
Yeah,
he looks like a stormtrooper.
He looks just like Drake the stormtrooper.
He does,
and he's kind of doing this like peekaboo thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he's got the.
Drake
if you notice
you
too,
eyes.
There's what looks like a North Face duffel bag on the left side. So it's like he's preparing for a big trip.
Another 16-hour flight.
Maybe this is before the 16-hour flight.
All right. What do we got next?
I don't even know which one I'm on. 1, 2, 3.
We are on to...
Oh, my God. I see it on your computer.
Another favorite from May 6th.
I remember this. I think I know I liked this one.
Like, this deserves a like for sure.
Oh, just throw it one, you know?
Yeah.
So this one, is not as high performing as some of the other content,
which is crazy.
Seen. So the caption here, a rare picture of my dad with Lil Uzi's new chain, and it's a photo of Drake's dad, Dennis, with Marilyn Manson.
Who's wearing, Marilyn Manson's wearing like a plaid.
He looks like he's in the Mighty Mighty Boston.
Yeah, like, to be clear, Marilyn Manson is not like covered in like, you know, makeup or any like classic.
He's just like weekend
Marilyn Manson. He's got like aviators on and his Mighty Mighty Boston's blazer.
And Drake's dad has just like a robust mustache.
Yeah, Drake's dad is looking like Drake's dad. I mean,
I
if you don't know who he looks
Drake,
like, just Google him.
Drake's dad not wearing all white, confirmed tonight. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that's where Drake gets it from in his last photo.
Yeah.
I have a theory on why the engagement was relatively low on
I think it's
because Drake's not in it.
Oh.
You know? People follow Drake. They want to see Drake in it.
Yeah, the people want champagne.
They don't want to see Marilyn Manson. How many of Drake's fans do you think know who
it is?
Marilyn
an interesting
is?
Crossover. I bet there's plenty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I bet not all of them. Yeah.
I think that an interesting thing to point out is the way that he phrased it, a rare picture of like blank. That's something that a lot of people on Twitter do.
So he knows Twitter memes.
Oh,
he just doesn't engage with it
absolutely.
On Twitter.
Yeah. I think this is also a really good caption, too, because he doesn't mention Marilyn Manson in here at all, but he does mention...
Does he tag him? Is there...
No, I don't think so, but he mentions Lil Uzi Vert's chain, and for those who don't know, Lil Uzi Vert has a chain of Marilyn Manson, and so in this weird way, Drake is showing that he's still connected to the youth.
And what's going on in the background? There's like a bridal party of some sort. Is that woman in a wedding dress in the background? There's three women sitting on a leather couch again.
It looks like some sort of family reunion.
Yeah, but there's one woman in a white gown.
Yeah, which maybe it's somebody's wedding. And maybe that's why Marilyn Manson has his Mighty Mighty Boston.
What wedding were Marilyn, like, who is a mutual friend of both Drake and Marilyn Manson?
I bet they got mad friends. And
you think they have a lot of mutuals?
I bet they have tons of mutuals. They're both famous. Like, yeah, and Marilyn Manson's like, he's not like, he's like a celebrity, you know? They're both celebrities. They're probably hanging out at a celebrity thing.
Very opportune time, because as we're recording this the other day, stage prop fell on Marilyn Manson, and he's been hospitalized. Yeah. I hope he's all right.
But do you think Drake knows that Marilyn Manson got crabs?
I bet he does.
Does Drake have crabs is what I want to know.
That'll be the next podcast.
Do you think they bond over that?
Does Drake have crabs?
Do you think they, like, bond over?
We gotta move.
Let's go to the last photo here.
So for the finale here, another great
I don't know how Marilyn Manson was in the finale, by the way. I don't know. Okay.
Oh, man.
So there's a lot going on in this one. So to start, the caption says, hashtag ad. I love terry cloth and sex and money and less problems in the world. Link me.
First of all, fewer problems, not less.
Oh, yeah. Shut up, Dan.
Oh, I'm too good to use the letter U, but I don't know to use fewer over less.
What's the photo? What's going on in the photo?
So in the photo, Drake is giving us...
He's giving us the people's eyebrow a little bit.
Right. Yeah. He's given us something. Yeah. He's being a little cheeky here.
He's drinking a Starbucks.
Yeah,
Starbucks,
and I think that's the reference to the ad.
But I'm confused. Is he doing this ironically? Like, oh, ad, yeah. Starbucks.
Irony
doesn't
exist on the internet, Dan.
Yeah. Or is he just, do you think he's getting a check from Starbucks?
I don't think Drake would flex that he would get a check from Starbucks.
Maybe he's being self-aware, you know?
Like, listen.
It seems to be, it seems like it's spoofing people who would do an ad for Starbucks. Like,
but
some
what
basic
if he's
ass
still
coffee.
Taking the check, though?
Whoa.
Yo.
Galaxy Blade
Double
here.
Irony.
Whoa.
All right. Well,
that seems like
that's going to give some, like, people will mull that over for a while.
Think about that.
Yeah.
That'll hold you over to our next episode, which is.
Wait. I forgot to mention that he is also in another tracksuit in this picture.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Obviously. Yeah, he's in another tracksuit.
I thought that pretty much went without saying that all these photos are tracksuit photos. But so, this was our Instagram episode. We have many weeks more of this fucking podcast.
Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe and like.
And you can follow Tiffany probably on Instagram.
You can follow me on Instagram. I am at RadioheadAss, but unlike Drake, Twitter is my medium.
Okay.
What's your Twitter handle?
It's the same, at RadioheadAss. You can find me.
Well, when you see Tiffany doing her hashtag ad Instagram, you make sure to call her out. Mm. Well, this has been another episode of October's Very Owned. We have many more to go. Unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how much you like this.
We're having a great time.
Bye.
Bye.